Sherry Anderton. I'm filling in for Liz today, so I'm obviously not Liz. But we started out going to church young. My mother realized when my youngest brother was probably about a year to 18 months old that she needed to get herself and her children into a church someplace. And we lived about 6 blocks from Centennial Baptist there in Mexico. And every Sunday morning, you'd see my mother going up the street with 6 little ducks behind her. And it became a joke at church. Here comes Mama Duck and her chicks. But the summer that I was 8, I went to Camp Cedar Crest. Y'all aware of Cedar Crest? Yeah, you are. This is back in the days where you had the big dorm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The big building was down the hill. And it seemed like I was perpetually sent to the big dorm every year I went. That summer, on Wednesday morning, we were having chapel service. And I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I felt led to give the morning prayer that day. So I raised my hand, and the pastor that was the chaplain for the week said, "Sherry, go ahead." So, being a child, I prayed like a child. I prayed from my heart, very sincerely, very deeply. Afterwards, we went to the snack bar. And there were some Christian girls that weren't very Christian. They made fun of the way I prayed. Broke my heart. And I thought, if this is what a Christian is, I don't want to be a Christian. And I didn't say anything to anybody. Next night, we had campfire. Do they still have campfire on Thursday nights? Okay. I felt this unbelievable urge to surrender. Nope, I'm not going to do it. If that's what they're like, I don't want to be a Christian. And I fought it through the whole service. I fought it. After it was over with, I got to thinking, you just blew your one and only chance. God's not going to call you again. You blew it. I ran my short little chubby legs all the way down the hill to the big dorm, threw myself on my cot and cried. I wouldn't tell my counselor why I was crying. She assumed, well, maybe she felt the calling and she's just not responding. But I wouldn't tell her because my feelings had been hurt. That fall, we had our church revival. And bless the Lord, I got another chance. He said, "Sherry, I want you." So I surrendered. My mother surrendered. We were baptized at the same time. I was a happy teenager. All my friends happened to be Christians. And I realized not all Christians are like those little girls that were at camp. But when I was in my early 20s, I decided I don't need God anymore. And there was about 4 years there where you mentioned church to me, I haven't got time. My life's too busy. Didn't take anything particular to get me back to church. Just got up one Sunday and thought, you know, Sherry, you really need to go back to church. So I got dressed and I went back to Centennial. And Jerry Ostrom, the preacher that baptized me, said, "Sherry, I am so glad to see you in church again." He said, "You don't know how long I've been praying for you." And Lord willing, I've been every Sunday unless weather has contradicted it or I've been sick. 5 years ago, I had a major anterior myocardial infarction. It's mostly referred to as a widowmaker. I should not have survived. I shouldn't have made it to the hospital, much less to when the ambulance got to my house to pick me up. But I made it. When I got there, I had a wonderful Christian doctor. I didn't know it at the time, but I did. I found out about a week later. And he said that he was standing there watching my heart monitor the whole time, figuring, I'm going to lose her before I ever get her cath lab. He said, "You don't know the prayers I sent up. Lord, help me get this woman through this." I remained calm. They lost me on the table. Didn't lose me for long. But they lost me. I went on upstairs. Dr. Tran went out to tell my daughter what had happened. As soon as he said, "We lost your mom," my daughter broke down. Now, my daughter's a Christian, but she's not a practicing Christian, and it hurts me. But all I can do is pray for her. He quickly said, no, Amy. He said, "You don't understand." He said, "We've got your mom back. She's doing wonderful. She's doing fine." At that time, she realized that she was lacking something in her life. She went back to church for a while, but then she met this gentleman, and it's gone by the wayside. But I still continue to pray for her. Many of y'all remember Diana Spadafore. She was in charge of the funeral committee to arrange the dinners for the families. She got so she couldn't do it. She didn't ask me, "Sherry, would you do it?" She just said, "Sherry, you're going to do it." And Sherry did it. And I've told Brother Nick and several others numerous times, and I tell the family members, this is the last thing that I can do for that church member and for their family, is nurture them, feed them, and let them know that we care. And I still continue to do that. Even when Sharon was here a couple weeks ago, I told her and her children, this is the last thing that I can do for Brother Larry. I may not have many talents, and I'm a fair to Midland cook, but this I can do. So hopefully I'll be around for a little while and be able to continue my ministry. But for a rough, rocky start, the Lord has brought me through an awful lot. And I deeply, deeply appreciate that and thank him for it. Thank you.